June 30th, 2012. Oh, we'll have our birthday party tonight on the light ship. See if Kathy's out there. So we'll be going there in about 15 minutes. So are you out there and around, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm out here. Hello, everyone. Tonight is our night for Saturday on the light ship. It's called Saturday Night Live. And it's called live because the healings that are performed while we are visiting the light ship will only work during the live program today, June 30th, 2012. And if you are listening to this on an archive, Ron tells us that the healings will not work. However, you'll feel peace energy. And Ron Amatron is our ambassador to the Creation Light Ship. And he will take us through to different rooms. And during that time, you may indicate different rooms you might like to visit by typing it in to the user-friendly fast chat that's been provided for us on bbsradio.com on station 2. There's a link there you can click on. It says BBS fast chat on the right side, and it'll take you to the fast chat where you just type in your name and your request and questions and comments for Ron. And callers are welcome also, and I've just posted the 800 or the toll-free number is available for those of us in the United States and Canada. And for outside the United States and Canada, there are other phone numbers on BBS page 2. So, Ron, before we go up to the light ship, I have a few questions that have come in through the CLS email. May I go through those now?
Let's do that. That'd be great. Sure.
Okay, first one was indicated to be read today, Saturday. It states, I do believe it was, this is regarding the family rejection. I ran the family rejection emotion from the self-empowerment clearing several times, as this has been a lifelong problem. On Father's Day, I went to a family gathering and felt quite a difference. Instead of the usual behaviors that upset me in the past, I was in complete peace and harmony. I believe it was the constant clearings that enabled me to accept that people are running alien programs, to not take it personally or to attack back. My perception of being attacked has changed, and I am enjoying the neutral zone instead. So this person also asks if you thought it'd be a good idea, Ron, if the timeline crashed the family rejection thought or feeling.
Yeah, we could do that. So, yeah, very, very good. Yeah, I'm glad that that helped. So, let's do the family end of things here. Oh, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, that should work for your family. We'll see if that helps them at all. But it's very, very nice that you notice that the clearing helped and that you can just let the energy go. That's really good. Oh, let's do family rejection. I'm not coming up here, so let's do a little deeper here. A rejection of family, a rejection maybe of you, and also not have it of them, but whatever way it needs to work. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see how that So back to you, Kathy.
All right. Other people are commenting that they appreciate that and they needed that clearing on family rejection, too. I know it's a common issue for a lot of us. Okay, Ron, so we have another email stated to be read today. It was for the benefit of Nikki, and I don't know if she's... Nikki, I don't know if you're listening now. I don't see your name on the fast chat yet, but hopefully we'll catch this in an archive or we can forward this response to you. Anyway, it goes like this. Last Wednesday, a caller, Nikki, called to discuss her recurring pain. Ron, you gave her some great suggestions and also asked listeners to share their experiences. I also have chronic pain that comes and goes. Each time it returns, it is less severe. What helped me understand more is the 5-day audio sample tutorial on the top of the welcome home page of creationlightship.com. It's called Why Physical Healings Are Complicated. In the tutorial, Ron demonstrates 20 healings for a caller to address their pain or illness. So that was for you, Nikki. And Ron, I tested that audio, and it works.
Good. Good, yeah. Yeah, it isn't always that straightforward, you know. To us, you know, just having something happen would look like, yeah, this is it, you know. But then as you start uncovering more energy and more levels of energy, it becomes very obvious that sometimes... you know, the healings are a lot more difficult to achieve than it would look like on the surface. And you may all often wonder, you hear somebody talking about having a healing, which would sound quite bad, and all of a sudden they get a healing on it, and you go, wow, my situation is much less than this, you know. What's wrong with me, you know? So it just happens to go, you know, that some things are deeper than others. It's kind of like Pandora's box there, you know. What do you have to uncover? Oh, we can go to the light ship in about maybe a quarter after the hour. We got some, got to keep track of the rooms people want to go into. So we probably do a couple more rooms here, and then that'll be it. We'll have our birthday party. If you have a birthday next month, we will definitely celebrate that, since this is the last the day before next month, and we're also on the light ship, so might as well do it tonight. I think it would be great. So, back to you, Kathy. Any other questions out there?
Yes, there were some more emails. This is from Donna, and Donna, I don't know if you're listening. You indicated that they should be read on Saturday, so I hope you are. Question one, did aliens steal the BBS archived shows?
No, somehow there is some kind of glitch on the conference call archive website. So,
is there a glitch on the conference call right now?
Oh, no, we're fine. And so what happened was the archive somehow got erased. So I got to check into that. I'll probably do it next week. About a week off on timelines here to do that, so I'll start to check back onto it, I think, see what we can do to get them up. I got information from BBS how to get them, so now we got to actually get them on a secured server so that we have them. So anyway, at some point they'll be on, so it's and it's hard to say what was behind it, but somehow... they got deleted. Anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, and Ron, let me just confirm again that BBS Archive, your shows on the BBS Archive, bbsradio.com, are still there all the way to February 2007. And people can subscribe. You can get an unlimited archive for a subscription, which is $19.99 for 3 months. And, okay, so next question from Donna. Ron, I would appreciate a timeline crash for loud fireworks. She's anticipating July 4th fireworks.
Okay.
Or she might be getting them now.
You know, I'm trying to see what's behind that. There must be, I'm looking at this as if that's a problem, okay? The problem would be a lot of noise, which means that there's something going on that's disturbing, maybe you, with the noise. Although I don't think a lot of people like a lot of noise anyway, but let's look at this as this being a situation to where you're overly sensitive. Let's just use that. So what could that mean? It could mean that typically we have a lot of noise and things going boom, you know, boom in the night. Yeah. Maybe you have something to deal with genetically, maybe from being in a war. Or maybe you were maybe you lost your hearing, and maybe you were by some cannons, you know, going off. No, lost your hearings, or you got headaches from that. Maybe you're on a battleship or something like that. You know, remember this is all genetic, so it may not have been you, but some things you could be maybe relating to. So now that the 4th of July comes, and all of a sudden the fireworks go off, and hear a similar sound of an explosion, that could trigger something inside of you. So let's do a clearing for that. So I just wanted to get some groundwork there. Here we go. So a timeline crash for loud explosions, which could be anything out there happening. So one, oh man, right off the bat, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Oh, just see if that maybe helps you out during the fourth here when the fireworks go off. Oh, let's, any other questions there? We'll go to the light ship in a couple of minutes if we don't have one.
Oh, thank you, Ron. Some people are anticipating the light ship visit and already listing their rooms. And Janice had a special request for you, wanting to know if there is such a room to regulate her body temperature or our body temperature, as she feels like she needs to cool down.
Well, in the hot tub room, you could request that. I don't know how low it could go as far as, you know, temperature-wise, maybe something, maybe a degree or two, possibly. How long it's going to last, I don't know, but you could request that. It would be going into the detox hot tub room. That's what we could do there. Oh, I guess everybody ready to go up? You ready, Kathy?
Yes, I'm ready. Is there anything we should know before we go?
Yeah, so you want to just...
Special instructions.
That's great, yeah. So just think of one particular situation. Or physical condition, we should say, an owie or something like that that you have. And you know, request that in each particular room for maybe the next 10 minutes or so. And I think we have plenty of rooms to go into. So we can bring up our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And like we said earlier, this will only work live on this program right now as you're listening to it. If you are listening to an archive, then you will be feeling the peace energy. So here we go, going up, and you notice that the energy around you will change, and you will be disconnected energetically from everything that you can physically see. So here we go, going up, and I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and your animals and pets and trees and plants are going into their own particular area for healing. We'll just focus on our particular issues. So we had a request right off the bat here We have a deer room. We'll go into that. So here we go. Go in and see the deers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and request your healing. We mentioned about the detox room to cool your body off. So we're going into there. Now, these are hot tubs, and the different colored gels are in it. I'm seeing different all different types now for everybody. There's yellow and green, and there's also clear that you can't really tell what color. It just looks like it looks like nothing's in the hot tub, but it's actually a gel, but it's perfectly clear. Different colors, blue, violet, purple. So you can request our body temperature to maybe go down a little bit or to increase a little bit if you like. That's what for you to do that. So here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And then somebody requested to go into the sea turtle room, so we'll go into there, and we'll be with the sea turtles. And most of these light beings come in as a group of three. So here we are. There's three turtles here. So again, request your healing, and you might feel turtle energy around you. And let's see here. A white light room we'll go into. So here comes the white light energy. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll go into a room which has raccoons. So here's the raccoon energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, each room you want to request your healing. And next we'll go into the room that has the bees. And here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll probably go to the food court for our birthday party. And so anybody born next month will just celebrate their birthday. And here we go. Going in there. This is where the light beings eat if they do eat food. If they don't eat, then they have energy transmissions. They live on life force energy. But for those that eat, this is where we are in this location. Oh, they're going to bring to us a birthday cake. And it could be whatever you choose. So you're going to the food court, and you're looking at different types of desserts, and it's your choice. I always get the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the ice cream and nuts and the cherries and the drizzle of different things on it, and the size of a pencil eraser, and it's very filling. And so, on the end of a pencil. So here we go. It's going to go underneath our tongue here. You can request second and thirds if you're finding that you're mouth is kind of watering a little bit more. It's because you are having some of this wonderful dessert. So here we go. This is our first portion here. And the light beings are now going to be singing along with us, happy birthday to the people that have a birthday next month, which would be in July. So happy birthday, everybody. And we can get our seconds and thirds now if we wish. And we'll go into a different part of the light ship now. And we have a request for Mother Mary, so we'll bring in this energy. And a lot of people do actually have the fragrance of flowers and roses, et cetera, come into their room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? We'll bring in this energy a little stronger. Maybe get some fragrance in your room. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we have a request for birds, looks like, and trees. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we don't have a twin flame room. We have the room that you were created in. So we could do that. We'll have the pink dolphins come again here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten in the golden whale room. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll go into room that you were created in. And I think I heard a beep there. Maybe we can get the caller in a couple minutes here. They are beeping. So let's go into the room that you were created in. Very special room. This is your own room. And we're going through a door, and you can see the silhouette of your spirit there. And we'll bring that energy to you. So here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. So kind of enjoy this here. And again, you know, request where you want to have a healing. Some people like to put their hand on the location. Some people like to bring up the light being on the BBS homepage here that we have, Creation Light Ship. There's a light being there, which is very large. You can bring that up if you wish. And just request your healings now, or a healing. And we'll go into one other room here. And we'll go into the room, let's see here. I want to go into the room where the frogs are. So let's go to the frog room. We're in the water with the frogs. Here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll be coming back down here in a minute. We'll see the butterflies now. Butterfly room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Coming back down. And we're giving thanks. Our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us here. And we're coming back down. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so you're on, Kathy.
People in the fast chat are reporting the divine feelings, the peace, the joy, it's very wonderful. Connie said she smells the roses again, and a lot of people said they really needed that, and Eric says, this is a fun party, referring to the July birthday party for those of us born in July. Tia says she likes the blue-green lights. And Robert says he sees them working on his throat, and he didn't know he had a problem. Can you address that a little bit for Robert, Ron?
Yeah, sometimes... as you're communicating with them on the lights, remember you have a body scan done on you once you go up. I don't bring that up any longer. I used to a long time ago. But you have a body scan, and then they tell you what your problems are, what they perceive is a problem, according to looking at your past history of your body. Remember, everything is perfect on the light ship, so they just find the situations that are different from what maybe it was a couple years ago or so, they compare them. And so when they see something, they can request to you that they see this condition. And it may not even be known to you, but they can spot it and, you know, through the body scan. And then it's up to you to decide if you want to have it worked on. But you may not be even conscious of it down here. So a lot of times things will be done for people. You might feel energy moving in your body. A typical thing would be a person goes to the light ship on one of the calls that we have, on the conference calls, and or maybe even in the light infusion chamber when we have it at the expos. This is quite interesting, too. People would come out and say, you know, I was in there, and I felt them working on my neck, and all of a sudden I heard a couple pops, and my neck's better, and I didn't know I had a problem. Or they'll say, well, one gentleman said he had a problem for like 10 years, and he could never get his back put in. All of a sudden, it went in. And he's been seeing a chiropractor for 10 years, and all of a sudden they fixed it, you know, like in 5 minutes. So, like I said, it's hard to say how some people desperately want to have a clearing or a healing, and it doesn't work because there's something wrong that we know nothing about, and then other people, things are just very simple. So it gets to be, for me, a little confusing because I like to have everything happen instantly, and you know, when you request something, I would like to have it done so that it's fixed for you, but there's other things that are in the way of that. But, yeah, it is very, very nice. So what probably happened was you had a problem, didn't know about it, and you felt some energy in your neck and throat area, we'll say, and they probably worked on it. So that's what happens. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and many of us who are aware of the clearings that the Creation Lightship visits bring to us, we know that it means that we'll be able to have more spirit integrated into our body and be more connected to our heart center. We also know that these healings have long-term, far-reaching effects that surpass anything that's available on Earth energy. And in short, it's just a great relief, and we just didn't know that we needed it until we had it, because we have so much density in our body, stored judgment that we've accumulated for over 2,000 years, Ron says. So these visits to the Lightship are quite a blessing to us, and many people are reporting that they just really enjoyed being there, and they felt so peaceful, and a lot of people do see it, and some people don't see it, but they feel it. Eileen says that they adjusted the neck and spine on her. And Janice says the frogs are really cute. She even kissed one. That's funny, Janice.
Oh,
and Henry, go ahead.
You can have a prince now.
Henry says the light doctors are so full of peace. If they find a problem, he appreciates that. So Jim has a word. He's feeling chillaxed. Thanks so much, Ron. So plenty of appreciation and plenty of favorable comments here. This is a very real experience for us, and we like coming up to the Lightship with you, Ron. Thank you for the birthday party. And for those of us who were born in July, and I'm one of them, perhaps you can tell us, I wonder how old I really am. Probably about 50,000 years old or so. pardon?
Or so is right, yeah.
Oh, funny. Well, Ron, if we are celebrating our birthday, let's say, and we've cleared our birth date on the natal barcode removal clearing that you have on the website, creationlightship.com, will we then reactivate the energies of the birth date if we celebrate it?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, you probably would, because you're bringing it into the timelines again. So, that answer would be correct. You would be doing that. It may not be quite as strong, but you would be bringing that back into a timeline when you were born. So, very interesting. But I do like having the birthday parties on the Lightship, so I don't want to stop doing that. But yes, it could be. You might even be able to go deeper on the natal chart clearing and see if you can get more stuff out of you, possibly. That would be one way to look at it, too. Even do that clearing around the time that you were born. Not everybody knows the exact time. And even if it was written on your birth certificate, say at, let's just say 2 a.m. in the morning or something, it may not be exactly right. So and then you want to check out the time zone. Sometimes they just kind of approximate them. So you may want to run, if you are up, running the natal chart clearing to clear that time of birth, maybe 10 minutes before, 10 minutes after, something like that, or even maybe a half an hour, just to see what happens to you. I remember somebody mentioned a long time ago, maybe they got this from a book, that what you want to do is yell out to the universe when you were born, you know, on your birth date, what you want to have manifested, you know. And I go, uh-oh. Somebody mentioned that to me a little while ago, then I heard that years and years ago. And that's definitely putting you back into your natal chart timeline and reinforcing that timeline. Even though, you know, they say that all the planets are in tune with you at that time, we'll say, well, you don't want to ever in tune with the planets. So you may want to kind of reverse that process some way. Okay, so here we go. Back to you, Kathy.
And Jane was among the party at, on the Creation Light ship just now, and she saw a silver-purple gel energy. And she wondered what that was, please.
Yeah, that probably could be in the hot tub room. There's also rooms that do have that gel. I see it sometimes like a lava lamp. Remember the old days? If you're older, you might remember those. Quite old. But anyway, it's like this thing in this lamp, and the lamp heats up, and there's light in there, and this gel kind of moves around and floats up and down and stuff. And they have that on the light ship, too. Sometimes you just have the colors kind of like suspended, floating. Sometimes there's like grids, or I should say columns of colors, and you can walk in between and through each color. We can do that right now for people. Let's bring in the blue color. So we'll go back to the light ship here. I'll be beamed up instantly. We're there now, and we're going to go into the room that has the different colors for healing. Now, naturally, the colors there would be different than what we have here. So if you got benefit from, say, a blue, doesn't mean that the blue color frequency here would be the same. Okay. So here we go. We're going to have the blue energy go through us. So I'll count to five. You're going to actually feel the energy go through your body from front to back as you're walking through it. This is like a column of light. So one, two, three, four, five, and now we're out of the blue. Next color I see is yellow. Walking into yellow. One, two, three, four, five. Next color they're showing me is pink. One, two, three, four, five. The next one is dark. Looks like a dark brown. One, two, three, four, and five. And next one is even darker. It's probably black. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And one more color here. It looks like it could be violet. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll come back here and just see if any of you felt those different colors go through you. So back to you, Kathy.
I'll be looking for those comments about the colors. Ron, while we were discussing the light chip, I got carried away and forgot that there was a beep during our visit. I think we have a caller. And if so, caller, I want to thank you so much for holding on. And I ask you to go ahead, please, if you're still there. So I just counted to five. It's possible they're not there. But I do want to invite the caller to please retry, and we'll catch it this time. Okay, so, Ron, the timeline crash you did earlier on the fireworks that Donna mentioned that are forthcoming and in some neighborhoods still happening right now, Cammy had a comment. He didn't know that the fireworks are messing us up, and Cammy's asking, are the fireworks connected to wars on timelines?
It could be. Everything is possible on timelines. And so I'm just trying to see if the noise could be a bleed through on another timeline, and that could be possible. Yes. So the way I would answer the question would be, you could be in a war on a timeline, and they could just be copying and pasting in sync with what you're hearing here, a battle going on where you're hearing, sound of like fireworks, okay, or, bombs, et cetera, going off. So, yeah, that could be possible. Like I mentioned before, we talked about hypnosis on one of the calls that we had, and most people don't really understand it. When you're being hypnotized, now that you know about timelines, what are they bringing in? An average person would think, oh, you're just being kind of put under, and your subconscious mind will be talking through the lips of the person, and they're describing what they're seeing, okay? That's about all that the average person would think. And when you look at it through the eyes of timelines, with the whole new way of looking at it, they're just probably showing you a lot of bleed-through of an event, and you're only probably getting one of the events out of thousands. And so, is it valid? Yeah. Did it happen to you? Yes. Did it happen to your body that you're living in right now? Maybe not. Just seeing a bleed through of a timeline, and you don't have to be there. They can copy and paste a clone replica of you there and also here, but the one that's here now may not have the clone that you'd be right now. Let's use that terminology. And not have ever been on that timeline to experience that, but yet they're bringing through hypnosis another timeline of another identical you, and you're saying that you were there doing this here. So that's the way I would look at it. But when you start realizing about timelines, not only does it give you some valid information about what's going on in your life and what's happening, it also solves a lot of questions that are unanswered questions that you knew nothing about, but now you realize that those unanswered questions now have an answer. And some people don't really understand it, but they do understand about timelines and about copy and pasting. And so it's another way of looking at things. So yes, through hypnosis, even though on the surface, it looks like it's just, you with your body, and it's telling you what's happening, subconsciously to you that you know nothing about, that you blocked out something. Well, you could be blocking out 1,000 timelines. So that's how I would look at that situation. And you're looking at many, many things that could be going on with you and things you don't even know about. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for the explanation, Ron, and I do believe the caller has called back. So if so, caller, please go ahead and state your question for Ron. Okay, so perhaps the caller got disconnected or...
Yes, the caller was disconnected. Somebody keeps calling, but just keeps cutting off every 30 seconds, so I won't be taking this call.
Okay.
Thank you, VBS. So we'll just move on. So, Ron, regarding the fireworks, Heal 321 is mentioning that in the fireworks light shows, could there be coded sign symbols embedded? Though she usually loves watching the light show, she will be putting on the harmonic frequency clearing.
Yeah. Boy, that's interesting, because you do have that concussion that you sometimes feel. You first see the burst of light, and then I think after that you get the concussion. And so, yeah, there could be energies being transmitted to you as that concussion energy, or when your body gets shaken a little bit, or you hear the loud pop and noise. There could be things on that. So I would say that could be correct. So it's like a carrier wave for something. I would think that somebody commented on this here is that some of the veterans, when they hear that, all of a sudden they become freaked out because it brings them right back into past being in the service in a war situation. So that's that could be very disconcerting too. And I don't even know. I'm looking at that as something that's, you know, if I were to judge it, which I don't like to judge things too much, but looking at it as far as a soldier that has a problem with, facing the reality of what they've been in the past, that's a very cruel thing to do to a soldier, I think. And all the cities, typically, I won't say all of them, but a lot of them have fireworks. So they're injecting all these service people to back into a timeline where they probably have had a lot of fear. So just by having that, I think that's very, very cruel. I don't want to be in judgment, but I can feel a lot of energy. Maybe some people who are listening would have that. And, you know, that can bring up, you know, the different illnesses that someone could have. So, I don't think that's very appropriate to do to our vets. So, that's you, Kathy.
Yes, it seems unfair, that's for sure. Ron, while we were on the Creation Lightship for our visit, a couple of people typed in requests for healing body parts. And I'm not sure if they requested the light being or for you, but I'll just read them to you. Anna and Alice are asking for healing for ankles and feet, and Marcy for healing for right ear. So perhaps some people are feeling some achy body parts.
Okay, so if you feel anything, we'll see if we can help you out with that. So we'll go back to the light ship here. It'll be a special program. So we'll go back. And just request healing for one of your owies here that you're having, pain or stress or something. Stress may not be the right word to use. Body stress might be that could cause pain. We'll call it that, but it won't be emotional stress. So here we go. Bringing the energy in. And you're all in your own special rooms now. And you can select the doctors of your choice right now to help you. And here we go. I'll count to 10, see if we can help you out. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still a little bit of energy there left over. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And a couple people possibly are now requesting something else. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll take out some alien critters that might be causing your problem here. They're being released. We have our call coming up next month also. It's the last three Sundays of the month, 8 hours apiece. And then the Saturday just before that first 8-hour call, we do the 4-hour call for mention preparation here. So we're still taking away energies. This is the alien critters. Get rid of their poisons now. And waste products. You have to request an area for them to work on you, okay? And we'll get rid of now the dead carcasses. So here we go. Oh, boy. Okay. We're in quarantine with the alien energies here. Hey, there we go, everybody. You have been on the call last month. You're still on the light ship in quarantine. You'll be on that in the quarantine until we start the first Saturday call. If you don't sign up for the next month, then you will not be on it. But if you are on it, then you're on it for all the time involved, even after the call. So you get an extra maybe varies, but we'll just say maybe 10 days of the first part of the month, up to 2 weeks maybe, depending on how the calendar works on it. So here we go. I'm going to take away some pain energy from people now. Okay, that feels pretty good. We'll just come back here or here now. And back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that felt really wonderful, Ron. All of us are so fortunate to have you here to help us with these frequent things that seem to be coming up all the time, and these shows that you do on BBS Radio and the others are just a relief to know that they're there and you're there too. So a lot of people are expressing gratitude as well as lots of relief. A question from Israel. Is Janaina the CLS commander? What does she do?
Boy, I'll have to check. She does a lot of things. I don't always connect with her. Right now, I'm not finding her this particular moment. So she may be out and about doing something, or resting, or maybe out on a mission. I don't know right now, this exact second. At times, I work with her continuously. Then other times, she does what she does, and so I don't always know what she's doing. But I know she's there. Okay, so back to you, Kathy.
And Danby asked a question about the light ship visits. Says they have a lot to quarantine when we show up, don't they, Ron?
Yeah, the whole body's almost in quarantine. So then they start to find the parts of you that's left in integrity, or a piece of you that's in integrity, or a little piece, and then they try to find the rest of you. So that's basically what they're doing, is finding parts of you that's been stolen and getting rid of the alien critters that took their place, that took the place in your body where you should actually be with your source spirit energy with you. Just a little complicated, but that's what they do in the quarantine room, is look for parts of you that has been cloned out or fabricated. Then they look for the real part of you and bring that back to you. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
David Fields, the light beings working on his the stress in his lower back and stress. Adam reported feeling the back and chest work on him, and also they were working on his stomach. And Robert says they were working on his feet. So David is thanking you for the quick trip back to the light ship. Corey has a comment. Timelines numb and dull me out. Hypnosis opens gates for other realities. Hypnosis is very, very dangerous.
I'd say that would probably be correct, yes. Uh-huh. As you're not in control of what you're bringing into your body or what you're talking about, because you're not fully conscious. That's why if you're not fully conscious of anything, just like if you go out of your body in meditation or you daydream or something, then where are you? What's happening to your body? Who's protecting the fort, you know? And if any of you get startled or you hear a loud noise and you jump, that means that you are not in your body. Always check people out if you want and go behind them and clap your hand loud or something. One clap and just see if they jump. If they jump, they weren't here. what was here? What was in that body looking out of those eyes, okay? And that could be kind of scary. But that's, if you ever get startled, the only reason why you're startled is because your spirit's not with you. And that psychic radar, we'll call it, that the spirit has all around your body to see what's going to happen to your body to cause it harm is not there. And so all of a sudden, you jump or you jerk, which is a crash landing of your spirit coming back into your body. It's not really having your body become startled. It's the energy coming into your body instantly. And that's why your body jerks. And then hopefully your spirit did not come in improperly with the crash landing. In fact, we'll take people out of their body momentarily and put you back in again properly. Because I think most people are not in their body correctly at all. They're not in alignment. So here we go. Just going to come out and come back in. There we go. And just see if you can see better. If you're in your body crooked, you may have pain that you don't know where it came from. You might feel kind of weird. Sometimes you could feel weird for a few weeks even. Your spirit always comes and goes when you're sleeping, unfortunately, and it comes in the way it did according to when it left. So if you come in your body improperly, it like burns a groove in, and it will keep coming in your body, you know, in the wrong orientation. So I just put you in your body correctly. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that alignment. Is that sort of the same as doing the magnetic and twisted body alignment for the 108 bodies?
Well, that's completely different. That's your energetic body, so this is your spirit with your body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like we're getting close to the end of BBS here. I got 52 after, so, boy. Oh, we had a good time tonight.
Yes, a lot of people are commenting about the peace they felt, and they're really appreciative. You had asked for some comments regarding the healing lights when we went back for the quick trip, and Jeff seemed to report the lights he felt and saw. He says the blue really felt it in his head as he walked through it, yellow in the eyes, pink light in the heart, brown in the arms. Brian sensed flashing lights. Nibley says that was very interesting. And Terry said the lights helped my throat. So these are real and instantaneous healings, whether we see them or not. We will feel them.
And the nice thing is that you don't have to have any type of belief system when you go to the light ship. Because they already know that you're compromised. So, you know, once you go... then they will work with you and help you. Doesn't matter, you know, if you're Pentecostal or Buddhist or Christian or whatever that belief would be, you know, of whatever you're doing as far as a spiritual type practice. It doesn't make any difference because all that is just mind energy, and that mind energy stays here, okay? You have to remember that. The mind energy stays here. So the light always will work with light, the light of you that has not been contaminated. And if it has been, then they just rematerialize you, and hopefully they'll keep bringing you up and back, you know, a zillion times a second, we'll say. And maybe some of that will stick and stay here. That's the way the healings work, because they are going to help your body. Even if your mind, which is the darkness, doesn't want the body corrected, if you just say you want to go to the light ship, that's all that it takes. And it doesn't have a belief system that you need to bring with, because the light does not work with belief systems. This sees light and enhances the light that you are and looks for the parts of you that's missing and maybe corrupted. Oh. I guess that's probably about the end of the show, Kathy.
Yes, I want to thank everyone for their comments and participation and support of each other. And on behalf of everybody, thank you so much, Ron, for that, multiple visits to the light ship tonight and the alignment of our spirit and our bodies. A lot of people are reporting they felt great about that. And Jambi says it, like, I feel more present, alert, and see objects in better clarity after you did that clearing.
Great.
So thank you again, Ron. Good night, everyone.
Okay. So thank you, everybody. Blessings.